The disappearance of Josephine, or Jojo, Dollard 25 years ago has been reclassified today as a murder investigation. Miss Dollard was last seen at a public phone box in Moon in County Kildare at around 11:35 p.m. on November the 9th, 1995. She was working in Callan in Kilkenny and travelled to Dublin on that day. She missed the last bus home that night, so she got a bus to Naas and then hitched two lifts to get to Moon. While she was in a phone box in Moon telling her friend where she was, a car stopped for her, and that was the last time anyone ever heard from her again. A few minutes ago, I spoke with her sister, Kathleen Bergen, and asked her what she's been told about why this investigation has today been upgraded to a murder.
They have looked at Jojo's case very carefully, and they believe this is a murder investigation, and have upgraded and... I suppose I can't go into too many details, Justin, because it's an ongoing investigation.
Sure. I mean, are Gardaí any closer, do you think, to finding out what happened to your sister?
We're hopeful that they'll be able to move this investigation on a little bit further and, please God, maybe finding answers to our questions, finding Jojo and find out what happened to her.
How do you feel today, Kathleen? It must be a very tough day for you that... There's this now an official acknowledgement that Jojo is likely to have come to some harm at the hands of another person after she disappeared in 1995. What's your feeling today?
We agree with the decision to upgrade Jojo's case to a murder investigation. I suppose after all these years, Justin, we know in our hearts and have accepted that Jojo's not alive. It's something you don't want to hear. It's hard to take in. We know deep down that something sinister happened to Jojo that night, and we need to get answers and find her, and we know that Jojo's not with us.
Is it hard to say those words, to say she's not alive?
It is, yeah. Even though we know in our hearts after all this time, Jojo would have made contact somewhere, she would have gotten word back to us. That wasn't Jojo's way. She would never want you to worry. But we have to keep on fighting for her, and we... to try and get answers and find her and bring her home. We hope that this will give the team now more resources and the time available in their search for answers.
It's been 25 years, Kathleen. There is the possibility that there's somebody out there with information about what happened to Jojo, and that they too have been living with that information for the past 25 years. What do you want to say to that person today?
After 25 years, we know somebody somewhere has information. Our suspicions and felt unable to come forward up until now. And no matter how small that piece of information is, it could be just the missing link we're looking for. Please believe us. You will not be judged. We understand there must have been great fear holding you back. In the time that has passed, we hope your circumstances have changed, and we are praying for you to find the courage now to come forward. With the review team now re-examining Jojo's case, this is the perfect time to reach out. Jo was on her way home that night and her journey was cut short. She never deserved the fate that she met that night. With your help, you can help Jojo finish that journey. We really need your help. Help us to bring Jojo home.
You've been living with this for the last 25 years as well, Kathleen. That's a long time to be living with such hurt and such pain. How have you been able to keep going?
Gosh, I suppose you just take every day as it comes. When I look back on it, I honestly don't know how we got through the last 25 years. We can't stop the passing of time, and our children have grown up. Mary's children have grown up living in this shadow. The pain and suffering that it has caused in everyone is unbelievable. In that time, we lost our brother Tom, and our sister Mary passed away 2 years ago, and it's heartbreaking. Like, poor Mary poured her heart and soul into trying to find out what happened to her, and she campaigned tirelessly, even up to the last moments of her life, and it was heartbreaking to know that they left this world without answers. So all we can do is we have to keep hope, and we have to keep on looking for answers. We are Jojo's voice now. She deserves to be brought back. She deserves to be brought home and laid to rest beside Mam and Dad, and Mary would want that as well, and her brother Tom. There's only myself now and my sister Nora left, and we will keep on looking for Jojo and Mary and Tom and the family. are giving us help and support from heaven, but we really need help from that, from people who have information to come forward. We need their help.
That was Kathleen Bergen, sister of Jojo Dollard, speaking to me earlier and looking for answers in relation to the disappearance of her sister, Jojo. Anyone with information can contact the Garda confidential line on 1-800-666-111.